The Carmel, Indiana-based Environmental Resource Management Group has started surveying the vacant plot west of Mount Vernon. Before Midwest Fertilizer can break ground, the Department of Historic Preservation and Archaeology must approve of the construction based on findings of the archaeological survey. Here's the state archaeologist from the DHPA, Rick Jones.
Hypothetically, if there was a big discovery and maybe human remains involved, they could remove remains and relocate them somewhere else. That's a legal way. Another way is to leave them and avoid that area, just work around it or go somewhere else. Another way is to archaeologically investigate and possibly remove human remains.
The site is less than a mile away from a well-known Hopewell burial mound called the Mount Vernon Mound or the GE Mound. It's near the current Sobel plant. Tom Rarick, a spokesperson from the firm ERM, tells WNIN that 60% of the land for the fertilizer plant has been surveyed and is, quote, clear for development. The remaining 40% must be inspected by walking the grounds, digging in an area if remains are suspected, and conducting geomorphological studies, or studying the soils. Rarick from the private firm says they must submit findings to the archaeologists at the DHPA before the $2.1 billion project can break ground next spring. Again, here's Rick Jones from the DHPA.
Archaeology rarely stops a project in any situation. It might cost a lot of money if it's a big site or something like that, but you can always excavate a site and then go ahead and do your project.
This is an ongoing investigation, and I'll have more information in the days ahead. Cass Harrington, WNIN.